We focused on you in the last session. Now we're going to turn our attention to your partner in terms of who he or she really is. And I just want to remind you once again that the purpose of understanding or knowing these categories or classifications is so that you know how your partner works. It's not to use this material as a way of devaluing your partner, criticizing your partner, making your partner feel bad. That's not the purpose of this. I also want to say that in courtship, everybody looks like anchors. Everybody looks good during courtship. And I hear many times people complain, he's not the person I thought he was, or she's not who she presented herself to be before we got married. And, you know, this is natural. This is normal. Again, courtship is a different animal than everything else. It kind of makes sense if you think about it. If the partner-to-be looked too much like a wave or too much like an island, they probably wouldn't get the gig. So people are going to be more like anchors. And it's important to understand that they're not lying. They're just not aware of what is to come. The relationship has not become permanent in the mind of you or your partner. And that's where really the fun begins. The fun begins when you or your partner or both of you begin to see the relationship as permanent, when you start to depend on one another for nervous system regulation, when you start to become for one another proxies for everybody who came before. You start to take the office, so to speak, of primary attachment figure. You become deep family. And that is when attachment memory, this implicit memory system, this procedural memory, fast brain, I know what this is, I know what it looks like, I recognize this experience, begins to come up. Up until this time, all of that experience has been mostly positive. But now the negative experiences, now the negative memories start to arise, and it's almost as if the person says to themselves, oh, now I know why I don't like to be in committed relationships. And so I want you to understand that in our culture, sometimes it's marriage. I've called it the marriage monster before, marriage that begins to flip a switch, and suddenly all of this early memory from childhood begins to surface. Some people right after marriage get depressed or they get sick. Other things start to happen right after marriage. People stop wanting to have sex. People start to have all sorts of problems that weren't there prior to marriage or prior to moving in together. That's because the relationship has turned a corner. It's different now. Of course, the more troubled your childhood attachment relationships are, the more of a switch and change there will be at this point, this turn in the relationship, this time when the marriage monster appears, than somebody who has not had such difficulty in childhood. Let's start with islands. I'm going to give you my prediction of what to expect when you marry an island or when you get into a permanent committed relationship with an island partner. Now, islands will most likely appear, like I said, during courtship as an anchor. And then as they get more dependent in the relationship or the relationship becomes more permanent, they begin to show their island stripes. One thing you can probably bet is that your partner is going to be more distancing as the relationship becomes more permanent. They'll be less warm and fuzzy, not as affectionate, maybe more jealous of their alone time, more secretive. Your island partner is likely to go back to their preference for autoregulation. Remember, that's self-stimulation, self-soothing. And because of that, your partner is likely to show signs of not liking approach very much, your approach. There's a renewed sense of threat to self and his or her independence. Remember, the island is very concerned about his or her independence and his or her sense of self. This person is likely to forget, even, that he or she chose you and chose the relationship after commitment. It's a strange thing, a reversal that happens in the mind of islands, but they almost become unaware of the fact that they declared themselves in the relationship and somehow feel trapped again, as if they didn't make the decision, as if it was a shotgun relationship, and it's not. Part of this is a renewed feeling from childhood of being engulfed, stripped of the self, fearful of being in trouble all the time. And now there's a tendency to try to hide the self. The person might feel, might even say, I can't be myself here. There's a tendency to have to perform all the time, because remember, island families put a lot of emphasis on performance pressure. There's something also that's going to happen too, and I want you to be prepared for it in case it does happen, and that there tends to be this phenomena with islands after commitment of lowered libido, lowered interest in sex. And some of this has to do with the island family that the island comes from being low contact, not touchy-feely, not a lot of hugging and kissing, not a lot of maintaining contact. And so part of the lowered libido may be a sense of aversion to you, aversion that comes up in the near senses. And by near senses, I mean smell, touch, taste, and near vision, that's looking at your face up close. And the reason these aversions come up, they're kind of like boogeymen for the island. Because the island is always afraid that the person they're depending on is not going to really be there for them, is going to use them, is going to exploit them, is not really interested in them. And you can understand remembering that from childhood and having that come up as a sense of this is real, this is a real danger, can be frightening, threatening for that person. The problem with islands and your partner being an island is he or she can't express this very easily because they don't know it. They don't have words for this. So I'm telling you now so that you can understand. If you're seeing signs of this in your partner, or if you get into a relationship and you see signs of this, that you might understand what we're talking about here. Your partner, being an island, is actually very poor at explaining and understanding himself or herself. Now, what's going to be very hard for you is to not take the island behaviors of distancing very, very personally. It's going to feel very personal. But I want to tell you that your island partner will do these things no matter who they are with, who's occupying the office of primary attachment figure, which you are. So don't take this too personally. I think it's going to be hard not to. And then let's talk right now of what you could do to make them worse, and then follow that with what you could do to make that person better.